So we have some questions for you that are new. They sort of came up in the last few days that we were visiting together. Do you understand that momentum happens whether it is a subject that is wanted by you or a subject that is not wanted by you? So you understand that law of attraction is adding to whatever you've got going on vibrationally. So does it seem reasonable to you that you could go to bed worried about something, slumber through the night where your attraction stops, wake up in the morning, pick up where you last were thinking or feeling, and continue the momentum? And does it make sense to you that that momentum is going to increase as long as your attention is upon that subject? Does it make sense to you that different subjects of your life, like children, husbands, wives, partners, spouses, lovers, mates, friends, strangers, does it make sense to you, circumstances and events, people, places, things, all kinds of different subjects, have similar vibrational momentum? So it's possible to garner a vibration of inconsideration, even victim, on a myriad of different subjects. In fact, law of attraction makes it likely that how you feel about one subject is bleeding over into how you feel about other subjects. So, can you accept that you have some sort of habits of vibrational offerings? We've been calling them vibrational set points. So we want you to explore with us the understanding that you've got habits of thought, which means you've got habits of vibrational offering, which means you've got habits of attraction, which means your life is reflecting back to you what you've got going on vibrationally. We like it that what you think and what you feel and what you manifest always match. But we like it when you recognize that what you're thinking and feeling has the potential of matching even better than it is now matching. You follow that a little bit? That's what momentum is. In other words, law of attraction is saying, oh, that thought that didn't feel very good to you, or that thought that felt very good to you, that thought that you're thinking right now is an active thought that you've been on long enough. Here's more like it. 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 Here's more of that. Here's more of that. Here's more of that. And what we've noticed with many of our physical friends is that you don't seem to realize that you have the ability to control not only the placement of your thought in the emotional scale, feeling really good to not feeling so good, but you have the ability to control, once you understand it, the momentum of anything. A lot of times when people come to us, they've got momentum going on different subjects, and they don't realize that they've got momentum going. They don't even know about law of attraction. And so when we say, you know, you create your own reality, they say, that's highly unlikely. Because there are things in my reality that I would not choose. So how is it that things that I do not want are coming to me if I create my own reality? And we say, it's obvious, you're creating your own reality and not knowing you're creating your own reality. And usually that is annoying to people. I should have come with a manual. Someone should have told me how it is I create my own reality. And we say, we're here to tell you how you create your own reality. You create your own reality vibrationally. And they say, thanks, that's really helpful. And then we go on to explain that you can tell the vibration you're offering by the way you feel. And it takes a little while at first when somebody tells you that you create your own reality, you feel a little excited, a little exhilaration about it, because the idea of controlling your own experience is something that all of you really want, yes? But then there's a sort of feeling that comes over you that this is really hard, because I create my own reality, which means I have to be vigilant, I have to be diligent, I have to be aware of what my vibrations are, vibrations that I'm not even aware that I'm offering. Abraham, you tell me that I see because I'm a vibrational translator, but I don't remember that class. You tell me that I hear because I'm a vibrational translator, but I don't remember that class either. I was just born with these things. And we say, yes, and you were born with this vibrational discernment of the reality that you're creating. It's called your emotions. And you say, oh, yeah, those. Well, I've pretty much learned not to feel too much because, you know, you just can't control things. And if you care too much, it's a painful life. And we say, that's why it's a painful life. Because you have not really been discerning your vibrations. And mostly that's because you haven't understood what those emotions are telling you. So we're here to remind you, we know you know, but we're building up to something that you don't know. We're building up to something that you might know, but you probably don't know, that we know, that we want you to know. And we know that when you know it, the knowing of that is going to make all the difference to everyone you know. Because when you know this handful of things, when you know that you are the creator of your own reality, and when you know that you are a vibrational offerer and that you live in a vibrational universe, and you know that you are offering vibrations and the law of attraction is responding to those vibrations, and you know that the vibrations that are being responded to, that law of attraction is responding to those vibrations, are causing a momentum, and you know that the longer that you are offering your thought to those things, the greater the momentum is, and the higher probability of those vibrations actualizing. That's the thing that we want you to be aware of. You have the ability to be aware of your vibrations before they actualize, materialize, manifest. But you know, this isn't a seminar on trying to get you to not create the things you don't want so that you can begin to create the things you do want. Really, friends, soon we'll be having seminars on demanifestation. Because you'll just have too much stuff all around you. This is a seminar about understanding your vibration in the moment so that you can feel the momentum at your highest levels of creation. Because momentum is momentum. And when it gets going, it is powerful. And when powerful momentum that is not in harmony with who you are gets going, it clashes with the powerful momentum of who you really are. And that causes a tug of war within you that is unpleasant at least, and unbearable at most, you see. And you didn't come to have an unpleasant experience. You came to have a pleasant experience in conscious, deliberate awareness of creation. You came to think thoughts on purpose. You came to get your hands in the clay. You came to mold the energy. You came to access the energy that creates worlds. You came to exercise the leverage of alignment. You came to live happily ever after. You came for joyous expansion. The basis of your life is absolute freedom. Most humans don't know that. Because you look around and you see things you don't want, and you feel that if you really had the freedom, you would choose differently. But you are so free that you can choose bondage. You are so free that you can choose vibrations that are not up to speed with who you are and what you deserve. The basis of your life is freedom. And the result of it is expansion. And you can't do anything to stop that. That's a good thing. Expansion, evolution of all species, evolution of all ideas, evolution of all that is good. That's what you came to experience. So if you'll put your sights on the third leg of this triad of powerful intentions that you were born with, freedom and growth and joy. If you will put your attention upon joy, you will tune in to your awareness of your vibrational relationship with who you really are. And when you have steady, chronic, conscious, deliberate awareness of where you stand in relationship, not with who Source is and not with who you were before you were born, but with who you have become and who Source has become as a result of the exploration that you've been living. When you allow yourself to stay up to speed with who you are, then you will be the freedom-seeking, loving being who is joyously expanding. And that's what we're all about, you see. So, in this creative experience, you know, you've been listening to us for a while. It's a three-step process, really. Contrast causes you to ask. Step one, pretty easy to acknowledge, isn't it? And step two is law of attraction's response to what you're asking for. Now, always, as you've been hearing us, offer those words. It's been a sort of chronic assumption that we are saying that when you ask, source answers. And the assumption is, well, that must be when I ask for something good, source answers. And if I were to ask for something not so good, then source wouldn't answer. Because source is good. So why would the source that is good answer something that doesn't feel so good? And we say, because the basis of your life is freedom. You're so free, you can choose vibrations that are not up to speed with who you really are and what you really want. So it turns out that when you ask for something, and how do you ask? With your words? With your vibration. When you say yes to something, you're saying yes to something wanted usually when you say yes. And yes, unless there's a very strong person influencing you who really wants it and you just want to please them. But when you say yes, you usually want what you're saying yes to. How about when you say no? Do you want what you're saying no to? But no is like yes, isn't it? In a vibrational universe. Because there's no exclusion. And anything you give your attention to, you're inviting into your experience. So step one says ask. And you ask by giving your attention to something. And step two is, by law of attraction, that which you are asking for will come to you. It comes to you for greater perusal. It comes to you for greater understanding. It comes to you for greater consideration. It comes to you for greater decision. It comes to you so that you may make the choice about whether you want to continue the momentum of this choice or not. Did you know you have that choice? Most don't. You get going on something, you beat the drum of it a little bit. Maybe something you saw on television got you thinking about it. Now you're talking to somebody else about it. That's momentum. In other words, anytime you continue a conversation about something, you're continuing momentum. But why is that? Why is it? Why is it that you sometimes feel inspired to continue conversations in the direction of unwanted things? It's momentum. It's law of attraction. So we should just get rid of law of attraction, yes? Or you could exercise more deliberate creative control within law of attraction. So step one is you ask. You ask for things all day, every day, wanted and unwanted. And step two is they are given. Because when you ask, it is given every single time. Step three is you find some way of allowing what you're asking for. Now, friends, have you been listening to us for a while? Is this a conversation you've heard from us repeatedly? Were you usually assuming that when we said, when you ask and it is given, that it was good stuff? Mostly. So when we talk about the vortex that you're creating, the vibrational version of it, and we tell you that everything that you want is in that vortex, we want you to know that you're creating vibrational versions of all kinds of things. And that when you do step three, which is allow, you allow the contents of that vortex to flow into your experience. What about that? Anybody having a revelation here? So we've been talking about this grid, your point of attraction. And your point of attraction is just that, well-named point of attraction. It's what you are asking for, but it's also what you are allowing.